Do you think there's a stigma and a stereotype against millennials?
Let's talk about that.
Hey, it's Kat and Cass from Brema News. We are not coming at you live from this podcast to talk about millennials. Yes, indeed. Millennials are the children born after 1984 to, some say, 1988 or 2000. Do you think there's a stigma against millennials?
Yeah, I do. I think the older generation, most of the parents and, like, baby boomer era, they're kind of, they view millennials as, these entitled children that, you know, think they deserve everything, when in reality, they think that, like, everything is handed to millennials and, like, you know, oh, everything, you guys aren't grateful and da-da-da-da and all that. Was like, if you are a young person, if you are considered a millennial, then you would understand that not everything is easy. It's actually incredibly hard. And, you know, trying to find a job and a sustainable living wage is actually very tough for a young person.
Do you think that as millennials get older, they're going to feel a similar way about the generation after them?
I would think so. I mean,
or at the very least have a stereotype for them.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just kind of like human nature.
Yeah.
You can look back on any era in time, and like with the whole rock and roll scene from like the 50s, like those older people were like, oh, that darn rock and roll music.
Footloose.
Yeah. And it's just like a human thing. Like, you can't really help it. And as generations go on, you just kind of look down on those who are coming into it.
Don't you say everything that you like, you really like, and that you could know could possibly be timeless? You're like, that could be a classic. But no, you're like, that's a classic.
Yeah.
But it's not a classic.
Well, it's a classic to you. Because you're just like, that's classic.
What's a classic to a millennial?
That's the thing.
Well, that's the true question at hand.
What do millennials consider classic?
I think millennials consider those silly bands classic.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
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 But I think maybe classic means it's never out of style, though, right?
Yeah, like, you can listen to it or watch it, or it's just, it never gets boring.
Yeah. Well,
like saying, oh,
then nothing, because everything from early 2000s was horrible. Wait, oh, millennials is from 1980.
Yeah, and like the whole 1999, like 90s thing and all that. So
I would say Clueless is a classic. I would say Clueless is a classic.
I'm going to say something about the 90s. Like, the 90s didn't end when 2000 hit. Like, the whole, like, everything.
The 90s ended in, like, 2003.
Yeah, because, like, all of the things that, like, when kids who were, like, growing up in the 90s or even teenagers when they're in the 90s, the things that, like, they consider to be their classics or things that they remember from their childhood, I remember growing up with, because, like, my family kept that going.
Yeah.
Because, like, the 90s, everything that the 90s had, like, it didn't end until the early 2000s, so, like, yeah, I feel like
I get you.
The 90s is a classic. The 90s,
the
90s
is a classic.
90s, the whole
The 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, a classic. What do we also have to say about millennials?
The stigma around millennials being too dependent on technology is kind of hypocritical, in my opinion, because technology isn't just defined by
who uses it.
Yeah, and, like, it's not just, like, a smartphone or, like,
yeah, yeah, Technology is everything that's bigger than Amish.
Yeah, like once a light bulb was technology, and building fires was technology.
And we've also talked about this before, how older people are just as glued to their phones as millennials are.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, like, oh, you should go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look on their Facebook feed and comment on other old people's photos, saying, wow, Deborah, the kids are great.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with using technology. Like, there's a lot of people, like, older people who use Facebook a lot, because that's just, like, it's just an easier way to keep in touch with people instead of, like, looking them up or in, like, a phone book or something.
Yes.
It's easy to connect with people.
Do phone books exist anymore? Next topic. I don't know.
Do they? I mean, I haven't had one at my doorstep.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure if they're actually, like, around.
Well, because, like, phone books are just for, like, things, like, basic things that you need. Like, if you need to call a plumber, you can just look it up online. So I don't know. What happened to phone books?
What happened to phone books?
Dun,
next
dun, dun,
on Dateline. Phone books. They really ran out of ideas.
So yeah, I think it's kind of hypocritical when older people
exist.
When older people will complain about the younger generation being glued to their cell phones when they're just as to blame. I mean,
yeah,
you can go on Facebook and see
50 old people on there at once.
Well, seeing people share, like, pictures of, like, a crowd, and the younger people are, like, recording it with their phones, and there's, like, the older people who are just sitting there, and they're like, we should just enjoy things. And it's just like, you can enjoy things and also, like, take a video or take a picture of it.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing wrong with, like, preserving a memory through a picture. And I think that bothers me. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of, like, some artists, like, if you go to a concert, they'll be like, hey, just for this one song, like, put your phone down and, like, just live in the moment. Like, okay, yeah, that's a nice sentiment, but, like, if I go to a concert, I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to take videos of that because, like, months from then, I'm going to look back and watch those videos and be like, it's going to be, like, a clear memory.
That's why technology is a luxury as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't be able to do that if you didn't have it. Like, what's the point of it if you weren't going to use it?
Yeah. And I mean, like, there are people who don't have, you know, smartphones, and they don't feel deprived because they were never, like, subjected to it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of an argument that the older generation could make. So, like, if you subject more people to it, then they're just going to be more dependent on it.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's okay to, you know, go along with how technology is moving, because, like, it's growing, it's going to happen,
it's
happening around you,
like,
and, like, just ignoring it is
kind of
a little, and, like, the world is moving around you, and you're just, like, trying to stay in the 1980s with, like, giant brick phones, and
brick phone.
I will say I agree with I think younger people, like, if you're in kindergarten,
you should not have a cell phone or a tablet.
Yeah.
I mean, a computer maybe,
mm-hmm.
with, like, your adult with you.
Yeah.
But not something.
I mean, when I was growing up, we had, like, a family computer.
Yeah.
And, like, we had
I had my own computer, but we just had our own little games.
Mm-hmm.
The games, like, to help you learn.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And, I mean, I know that some parents do that. Like, they'll, with their, like, tiny, like, toddlers, they'll have tablets and they'll...
Yeah.
But it's only for, like, watching.
Yeah. And they watch them. That's the difference. They watch them. They don't...
They're not just like, you're crying, so I'm just going to hand you this, and just, like, shut up. Like, no, because they're, you know, when you're a baby, or if you're in elementary school and you're still growing, your brain is still developing, and if you're subjected to that much technology, you're not going to learn social skills, and you're just going to be, that is when you're dependent on technology. That's when people start to become dependent on technology, because young, like, little kids, they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
And I think you need to be older, like, middle school, if you're, like, 11 or 12, that's when maybe you can get your first cell phone.
Yeah.
Because then, like, you're more mature, I suppose, and you'll know your limits.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, you'll know how to, well, like, you'll know how to socialize with people, but you'll also know, like, you'll learn how to, okay, there's a time and a place, like,
yeah,
to use your phone. When you're a little kid, you're just, that's just that. And
yeah,
so, okay. Well, thank you for listening to this
podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast with Cat and Cass.
Danielle Deal.
Coming at you 25th of January.
2017. Bye, Bermans.